One veteran of this confirmation process is Dick Thornburg. He served as United States Attorney General under President Reagan and the first President Bush, and he's in our studios. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
How did you prepare for your confirmation hearing in 1988?
Assiduously. I got a hold of every bit of information, briefing material, background, history, everything I could. I just kind of went into a tunnel before the hearings. I had two different hearings when I served in the Department of Justice, but in each one of them, I just really did my homework.
I wonder if you can recall the hardest question you expected to be asked.
Oddly enough, and I think this is probably what everyone finds, is that the hardest question generally comes out of left field. And it related to some report that had been done when I'd previously served in the Department of Justice relating to General Manuel Noriega, who at that time was under indictment. And I was somewhat dumbfounded. I fumbled around with the answer to the question because I didn't really know the background. But fortunately, he took a lunch break, and a judge in Massachusetts, Mark Wolf, who had served with me in the Department of Justice at the time, had heard the hearings on the radio. He said, "I remember that," and he gave me a call and armed me to go back into the hearing room following lunch and explain the whole thing away.
What do you think about the questions that Gonzalez undoubtedly will face about the memos that he wrote having to do with torture?
He'll clearly face a lot of scrutiny on the application of international law and standards, and I think he's well prepared to answer those. They will be controversial because we're dealing with an unprecedented situation, an enemy that doesn't wear uniforms, doesn't have military discipline, isn't even a state that could be a party to any of these treaties, and it'll be a healthy examination of precisely what standards we have to apply.
When you were confirmed as Attorney General, the vote was 85-0 in the United States Senate.
I got him on a good day.
It's hard to imagine Mr. Gonzalez getting quite such a good day.
I think probably not. In fairness, my confirmation came at the end of the Reagan administration and before the Bush 1 administration began and maybe didn't occasion as much scrutiny as Judge Gonzalez is.
Do you think the attitude about confirmations has changed?
They appear to be a lot more contentious over the time. I served under five presidents in the Department of Justice, and going back to my first service as a United States attorney in my hometown of Pittsburgh, confirmations were pretty pro forma. They changed a great deal with the Bork episode. There was so much contention and so much effort exerted there on both sides that it kind of changed the rules and the playing field. And consequently, we've seen since that time a lot more controversy over particular appointments.
Is there any little piece of advice you would give to Alberto Gonzalez as he prepares for these hearings? You know, be sure to bring a glass of water, make sure your tie's not too tight, anything like that?
Far be it for me to give a distinguished public servant like Judge Gonzalez advice, but I think a couple of things are useful. I've already mentioned the one, and that is do your homework. I know that's superfluous in his case, and he has the advantage of having served 4 years in a very crucial position as counsel to the president. I suppose keep your wits about you, keep cool, keep your sense of humor, recognize that the folks on the other side of the table are not your enemies. They may be political adversaries, but they're loyal Americans trying to do their job, and I suspect he'll come through with flying colors.
Dick Thornburg served as Attorney General under President Reagan and the first President Bush.